Hey everybody, Phil K. James here. Don't forget the K. I'm here with Good Milkshake. That's my business. And this is the Daily Shake. Not really daily, but, you know, it sounds cooler than like a weekly shake. Nobody wants a weekly shake. Everyone wants like a just, I want my shake and I want it now. All right. So anyway, I'm talking today from Little League Park. So if you hear some noise in the background, that's what that is. Watching my 9-year-old play baseball, which is kind of cool. He's getting better, and it's fun to watch him. Anyway, not to bore you to death with that stuff. Jumping on today because I just finished reading Daniel Pink's book from, I believe it was 2011. It's called Drive. And what Daniel talks about in that book is basically the motivations that people give to various things, reasons for doing what they do in the workplace or in business, otherwise, and just trying to find the 5 or 6 different things that motivate people the most. And he kind of goes through the entire psychology of fields of study. So, and, you know, to sum it up in general, basically what it is people are not necessarily financially motivated. Obviously, everybody's different. But in organizations, people really are motivated by a couple different things. One is the pursuit of mastery. So people love to feel like they're becoming masters in something. And, you know, he talks also a lot about flow and the importance of flow in the workplace and creating that and creating that sense of purpose that people have in the workplace. And finally, he also he spends quite a bit of time sort of discussing the various ways that you can recreate these sort of flow states, which I thought was kind of cool. I'm going to try it out, let you guys know what's up. But it got me thinking a lot about marketing itself and sort of the various things that that people do on a day-to-day basis to market their products, and thinking that people are motivated by money when they're trying to sell a product necessarily. And that's not always the case. Got me thinking that, like, look, people are motivated, they're driven to feel like they're part of a team, they feel like they have something to contribute to the world, which Pink talks a lot about later in the book. He talks a lot about baby boomers and this sort of feeling now that people have to, they have to sort of transition from this sort of mundane work life. Now they have 25 years left on Earth, and what are they going to do? How are they going to contribute? So, anyway, interesting book. I recommend reading it. I'm going to go check out some of Pink's other works and you know, maybe hopefully get a chance to meet him someday. So I'm going to finish watching this Little League game and hope you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.